Hi mums, welcome to the Confident Mum podcast with your host Olga Uju. The aim of the Confident Mum podcast is to inspire mums to take the action necessary to fulfil their personal and or career goals. The podcast guests are mums who I believe are crushing it, whether it's in business or life in general. And the listeners are typically mums who want to know, well, how does she do it? The podcast also includes relevant discussions with industry experts on motherhood topics, including postpartum, breastfeeding, baby sleep, allergies, and so much more. The podcast features interviews with interesting, normal, everyday mums like yourself from across the globe. So subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Please also share the episodes, because the information on here is definitely going to be worth sharing. And lastly, please rate and review the podcast so more mums can find it. Thank you for tuning in, and I look forward to seeing you on future episodes. Hi mums, welcome back to the Confident Mum podcast with your host Olga Uju. Thank you so much for joining me again today. I'm so grateful that you're tuning in, and I just wanted to say hi. It's been a while. I am recording on day two of lockdown two here in the UK. We are on lockdown again. Today is Friday the 6th of November, and I just want to send positive vibes and energy to everyone and just remind mums especially, please be patient and kind to yourself. I guess this lockdown has many more positives than the first time round. If you've got young kids and they do attend nursery, then we're able to continue to send them to nursery. We can also meet another member of another household in the support bubbles. There are lots of local walks going on. So there's a lot more positives, I think. And I'm hoping that will not make it as stressful or burdensome as the first time round, because that was a lot. So just sending you positive vibes and, yeah, wishing you well for the next 30 days. Well, today's episode is part one of a three-part series, and the topic is postpartum. The reason why postpartum has come up for the Confident Mum podcast and for me again is because I'm expecting baby number four. Hooray! Yeah, baby number four will be due very soon, and I was thinking, how much do I actually know about the postpartum phase? You would think that I would be, you know, an expert. But the thing about postpartum for me is that once I'm out of the trenches of postpartum, and in particular the fourth trimester, which we're going to really shine a light on, the fourth trimester being the 3 months or so after giving birth, I'm like, bye. You know, I just don't even want to look back, because postpartum has typically been, you know, just a time of sleep deprivation, feeling anxious. The baby's probably struggled with a few things. They're not sleeping, they're having maybe reflux, or different things are going on with the baby. So overall, it's been an overwhelming experience all three times. Although my second time, I recovered really quickly. My own body-wise, I recovered really quickly and felt great. Which was great. But the first time was really one that just knocked me for six. I wasn't aware. It was like there's a door called postpartum. You walk through the door and you're just in some kind of Jumanji. You just don't know what's going to happen next. So I didn't have postnatal depression, thankfully, but I did have really low mood. I had baby blues. I struggled with breastfeeding. I had a tear. My body took what I thought was forever to recover, and then I was bleeding forever and things like that. So it was very, it was a low time, I would say, honestly. But then I had health visitors that were able to visit. You know, I had support from my husband and other family members that came round, whether I wanted to support or not, at least it was available. I didn't go out for walks because I just didn't think to. I was very anxious about my daughter potentially catching a cold or something. So I pretty much stayed at home for the first 6 months. But obviously I went out now and again, and I was able to socialise and meet other mums. So it was, you know, I just got to thinking, oh my gosh, what if this had been my first pregnancy in this really uncertain year where you probably haven't had a baby shower, maybe your pregnancy wasn't that great, and then you've given birth perhaps without your birthing partner, your husband, your spouse. Then you've gone home potentially with a tear like I did, and a newborn baby, and it's your first time, and then we're in a pandemic. So I thought, oh my goodness, I just wanted to highlight what postpartum might look like now, you know, post-COVID or during COVID, what you can expect, and yeah, like what I can expect this time around, you know, because it's just a whole different scenario that we're in. So with each child I've had, I've developed confidence during the postpartum stage. You know, by the time I had my second one, like I said, I was able, a lot more confident in terms of what kind of foods I should be eating. I didn't know to keep taking my prenatal vitamins, to make sure that my food is really nutritious so that I can maintain energy. Because when you're sleep deprived, you need to get energy from the only other source is really good food. What else? There was just so much in terms of what I gained from my different experiences. But one thing I couldn't control, again, I had my third baby, was the mood and the changes in, you know, it didn't last long, but you lose all this blood and your energy, your baby comes out of you and everything else, the placenta and all sorts. And then you're just really kind of left. You know, you've got your body and it's just like, we need to recover. But by then I had two young kids running around that were really, really young. So it's just, it does get harder emotionally. And I was really feeling overwhelmed after my third baby. And of course you love your child. It's beautiful and it's a great experience. But postpartum is a lot for the mother. It's a lot for the mother under any circumstance. So during this time, I just haven't got a clue. I don't know if my husband's going to be able to join me in the labour ward this time. I don't know, you know, coming home, if I'm going to get visits from the health visitors. I just don't know what it looks like. So I wanted to highlight postpartum. And it's such a broad topic. It's such, I don't think you can ever really unpick it all in one discussion. But we're going to focus on the fourth trimester. I have a wonderful health visitor, registered nurse coming on to part two of this series. We're going to be talking in depth about postpartum with a particular focus on the fourth trimester. And then for the last part of this series, we'll be discussing with a doctor the nutritional aspects and different medical side of postpartum and what we can expect, what we can do in order to aid our bodies back to optimal health. So stay tuned. Thank you for tuning in to this quick update on the Confident Mum podcast. I hope that you can subscribe if you feel moved to do so. A 5-star review on iTunes would be great, but definitely stay tuned for this 3-part series, and we've got so many interesting topics coming up on the podcast. But until the next one, be kind and patient with yourself, and thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you soon.